Oh, hi, it's Jean Cannon here again. Talking once more about managing your own mind, because your mind controls your life. That is so true. And if you really want to learn how to control your life, be in touch with me, because I do, as well as taking on clients, I do also quarterly run training programs. Just a lovely workshop, one afternoon workshop. And they're worth coming to. But for today, let's think about whether what you believe is actually true. We all see everything differently. And that explains lots of disagreements, of course. So how true is what you actually believe? And what's even more important is what you believe in helping you? Many of my clients come to me with problems and issues that are made so much worse by what they believe and by the way they look at the situations. You can choose to stop and become aware of what you think. And then when you can decide whether some thoughts are really helpful to you or whether they're unhelpful right now. If they're unhelpful, you can choose to look at them in a different way. And this choice makes a difference between how you lived your life in the past and what you want to change for now and in the future. A really useful thing to say every morning is, I choose to be happy today. And then you remind yourself of this every time someone comes up to change his state. And the thing is that we all have dramas. Every one of us, the current drama in my house at the moment is an injury to my puppy's tail that got so much worse because she persistently chewed at it. She ended up needing to have almost all her tail amputated. And she's been wearing a large bucket on her head. Well, it's not a bucket, but that's what it looks like. And then when it was nearly healed, she managed to reach the stub of tail she still has and pulled off the scab and ripped out all her stitches. So she had to go back to the vet, and now she's got the biggest bucket you ever saw on her head, poor little thing. Over the last few days, she's gradually being a little more accepting, finding new ways to do what she wants. Hopefully by next week, it'll be healed, chew-proof, and we can get rid of the bucket and go back to calm and normal. So the question is, when things happen, do you choose to look at things in the persistent way my pup does, which is, hey, I don't want this bucket. Hey, I'm going to chew that nasty, hurting, itchy tail. Or can you reframe the situation, look at it a different way? This is getting better. It's going to be a much shorter tail, so it can't get caught again. Whatever. Every situation's different, but can you change the way you look at it? Because when you can change the way you look at things, it is so much healthier. So thanks. Remember always to choose the way you think. Choose the way you look at things. Bye for now.